It's Morning Edition. Good morning. This is WHYY in Philadelphia at 7:42. I'm Jennifer Lynn. The 59th annual Philadelphia Folk Festival begins today, but not at the Old Pool Farm in Schwenksville, where normally about 35,000 people would attend. Instead, this festival is available through live video streaming. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports even the camping will be digital.
Normally, about 7,000 people park RVs and pitch tents at the Old Pool Farm to camp out for the entire 4 days of the Philadelphia Folk Festival. In addition to music on seven stages, the campground is a big part of the experience, says Justin Nordell, executive director of the Philadelphia Folk Song Society, which puts on the festival.
And I'm going to be honest, there's some people that never go to see any music. They are just there for their fest family, to be with the people that they love.
Nordell is 34 years old, and this will be his 35th festival. His parents first took him when he was just 4 months old. That's not unusual. Generations of so-called festies have grown up in the campground of the Folk Fest. That's why Nordell wanted to make sure people can still experience a facsimile of camping despite the pandemic. People who pay $25 a day to access the streaming festival can register as campsites, which are actually just Zoom meetings. Other campers can browse the website and drop into people's Zoom campsites. Some fans are taking it a step further, making actual campsites in their backyards and streaming the festival through their laptops into tents.
A couple people have a fire going at their backyard, so we can, you know, sit around a virtual fire.
This is Mike Breslow. He's part of a well-established group of campers called the Llamas. He normally takes a week of workdays off to be at the festival. This year, he'll be camping digitally, which won't be a vacation.
I'm working full-time. I can work from anywhere and work from a computer, so just having my music play in the background so I can listen to the festival. But other than that, I'm working my usual hours.
When Diana Esposito was a little girl, her stepfather created a group campsite called Grok. Now she runs the campsite every year and brings her own daughter to the Folk Festival. Esposito will make Grok a digital campsite this year.
It's supposed to be a rainy kind of week with the amount of rain we're supposed to get this year. It's always a bad year to miss a physical fest, but of all the years to do it, this might be one of the better ones.
Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.